With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Outdoor recreation boomed during the pandemic and has remained elevated. In 2021, Wisconsin outdoor recreation added $8.71 billion to the state's economy. While the industry grows, state funding for outdoor-related programs has steadily declined, according to a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Take state parks, for example. Before 1995, funding for state parks was split equally between state taxes and user fees and other funds. By the 2015-17 budget, all state tax funding for the parks had been eliminated. In 2017, Wisconsin ranked the lowest of all states in money spent per visitor at $1.08. Parks have not gotten increased funding since, even though the state park visits rose 27.2% in 2021. Jason Stein is the vice president and research director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
We think it's worth a conversation right now, given the big upswell of interest from the pandemic in the outdoors, and the state's current large budget surplus. It's a moment where we can step back and say, is this where we want to be as a state?
The Wisconsin Policy Forum is a nonpartisan organization that does not advocate for changes. It does give possible options for lawmakers and the general public to consider. In this case, this includes things like raising user fees, registering small watercraft, tax credits for conservation donations, or a sales tax on outdoor gear. Tyler Burns is a researcher for the forum that worked on this report.
It's just an option that's out there to add to that funding mix so that we're not so heavily dependent on these direct user fees for wildlife management, for public land support, all the sort of things we talked about.
We have a link to the report at WXPR.org. This will be the last weekend for snowmobiling in Oneida County. The County Forestry Department announced that trails will close Monday at noon. It thanks snowmobile clubs and volunteers for their hard work maintaining trails. Lincoln and Marathon County trails have already closed. Most other counties north of Highway 64 still have their trails open as of Thursday afternoon. Officials with North Central Health Care are asking the state for additional funds through supplemental payments. Gary Olson, executive director of the multi-county health care system, says they were promised over $3 million, which never materialized from the Department of Health Services.
If we would have gotten this money, we would have been fine. So we need to we need the legislature and the governor to look at this. They've got a $7 billion excess right now.
Olson says that shortfall plays a huge role in the deficit at Pinecrest Nursing Home of Merrill. He says that impacts all aspects of their operations, including staffing.
We have to make sure that we are paying our employees, a good living wage and for the position so that we maintain them. And that's just the plain operations.
Olson says there's no secret that nursing home care has become hard to find statewide, and extra funding would help ease that shortage.
Everyone's having an issue with staffing, especially in the medical fields. CNAs, nurses, it's really hard. Both of our nursing homes, we're not at full capacity because of staffing.
Olson says neither of North Central Healthcare's facilities, Pinecrest Nursing Home in Merrill and Mountview Care Center in Wausau, are at capacity right now because of staffing issues due in part to their financial situation. An ad hoc committee recently presented Lincoln County's board with a list of options to help increase funding for the facility, including the addition of child care services for employees and the community. It's also possible county leaders could elect to close the facility. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, there have been over 11,500 crashes in work zones in the last 5 years. Those crashes caused 63 deaths and over 4,300 injuries. Sergeant Kyle Duddick with the Wisconsin State Patrol.
Causes of crashes been speeding, tailgating, distracted driving. Rear-end crashes are common through work zones, typically when someone slams their brakes or slows down too fast.
Duddick said that some laws are already in place, like a law banning handheld devices like phones in work zones. Still, there's more you can do.
Wherever you're traveling to work, if you have a work zone, and if you have maybe a detour, you can use that. If you have to go through the work zone, just make sure you plan ahead, have extra time.
Duddick says it's important to give yourself lots of space between your car and others so you have plenty of reaction time in case something happens. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The U.S. Farm Bill is up for reauthorization. Congress faces calls to avoid any delays so certain programs can keep helping farmers and consumers without losing momentum. Mike Moen reports.
The bill, which is passed every 5 years, covers several areas tied to the nation's food system, including crop insurance, SNAP benefits, and conservation efforts. In the past, some programs ground to a halt because lawmakers failed to meet the deadline. Chuck Andreas of Wisconsin's Michael Fields Agricultural Institute says in those situations, temporary spending keeps larger elements of the plan operating. But programs of less than $50 million aren't as lucky.
A lot of the programs that support our community are funded at under $50 million a year. So a lot of those are research-focused things on sustainable ag.
Possible delays come as farmers face pressure to reduce their carbon footprint. SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps, are often a main point of farm bill debate, with GOP lawmakers sometimes calling for cuts or reforms. I'm Mike Moen.
Hackers are attacking the Wisconsin court system's computer network. The state court system said in a statement Thursday a cyber attack began early this week. The statement did not say when, and court system spokesperson Tom Sheehan didn't immediately respond to a follow-up email. Network users may have experienced intermittent service or slower than usual response time from online services. Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler said in a statement that the attack has not resulted in the breach of any data and court operations continue as usual statewide. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.